Hi there, this is Chapter 15, Radio Frequency Interference. There is 59 questions in this chapter. Number 1. According to NCAB 2, which of the following types of equipment is not included in the list of field strength criteria for resolution of immunity complaints? Broadcast transmitters. Number 2. What does chirp mean? A small change in transmitter's frequency each time it is keyed. Number 3. If a neighbor reports television interference on one or two channels only when you transmit on 15 meters, what is probably the cause of the interference? Harmonic radiation from your transmitter. Number 4. A bandpass filter will only allow certain frequencies through. Number 5. In order to reduce the harmonic output of a high-frequency or HF transmitter, which of the following filters should be installed at the transmitter? Low pass. Number 6. What should be the impedance of a low-pass filter as compared to the impedance of a transmission line into which it is inserted? About the same. Number 7. What type of filter might be connected to an amateur HF transmitter to cut down on harmonic radiation? A low-pass filter. Number 8. What circuit blocks RF energy above and below a certain limit? A band-pass filter. Number 9. A high-pass filter would normally be fitted at the antenna terminals of the TV receiver. Number 10. Why do modern HF transmitters have built-in low-pass filter in their RF output circuits? To reduce harmonic radiation. Number 11. To reduce energy from an HF transmitter getting into a television set, you would place a blank as close to the TV as possible. High-pass filter. Number 12. A low-pass filter suitable for high-frequency transmitter would attenuate frequencies above 30 MHz. Number 13. To reduce harmonic output from a transmitter, you would put a blank in the transmission line as close to the transmitter as possible. A low-pass filter. Number 14. A band reject filter will pass frequencies each side of a band. Number 15. Harmonics may be produced in the RF power amplifier of a transmitter if excessive dried signal is applied to it. Number 16. In a transmitter, excessive harmonics are produced by overdriven stages. Number 17. Why is harmonic radiation from an amateur station not wanted? It may cause interference to other stations and may result in out-of-band signals. Number 18. If you were told your station was heard on 21375 kHz, but at the time you were operating on 7125 kHz, what is one reason for this could happen? Your transmitter was radiating harmonic signals. Number 19. Your amateur radio transmitter appears to be creating interference to the television on channel 3. Or 60 to 66 MHz, when you are transmitting on the 15-meter band. Other channels are not affected. This is most likely caused is harmonic radiation from the transmitter front end. Number 20. What is meant by harmonic radiation? Unwanted signals at frequencies which are multiples of the fundamental or chosen frequency. Number 21. An interfering signal from a transmitter is found to have frequency of 57 MHz. TV channel is 2, is 54 to 60 MHz. This signal could be second harmonic of a 10-meter transmission. Number 22. One possible cause of TV interference by harmonics by an SSB transmitter is from the flat topping, driving the final amplifier into non-linear operation is the most appropriate remedy for this is reduce microphone gain. Number 23. What type of interference may come from a multiband antenna connected to a poorly tuned transmitter? Harmonic radiation. Number 24. What is meant by receiver overload? Interference caused by strong signals from a nearby transmitter. Number 25. What is one way to tell radio frequency interference to a receiver is caused by front-end overload? If the interference is about the same, no matter what frequency is used for the transmitter. Number 26. Cross-modulation is usually caused by rectification of a strong signal. Number 27. How can you minimize the possibility of audio rectification of your transmitter signals? By ensuring that all station equipment is properly grounded. Number 28. How can intermodulation be reduced? By installing a suitable filter at the receiver. Number 29. What devices would you install to reduce or eliminate audio frequency interference to home entertainment systems? Coils on ferrite cores. Number 30. An amateur transmitter is being heard across the entire dial of a broadcast receiver. The receiver is most probably suffering from cross-modulation or audio rectification in the receiver. Number 31. What sound is heard from a public address system if audio rectification of a nearby CB transmission occurs? On and off humming or clicking. Number 32. If a neighbor reports television interference whenever you transmit, no matter what band you use, what is probably the cause of the interference? Receiver overload. Number 33. Intermodulation of a broadcast receiver by a nearby transmitter would be noticed on the receiver as the undesired signal in the background of the desired signal. Number 34. What sound is heard from a public address system if the audio rectification of a nearby single sideband phone transmission occurs? Distorted speech from the transmitter signals. Number 35. What device can be used to minimize the effect of RF pickup by audio wires connected to stereo speakers, intercom amplifiers, or telephones, etc.? A ferrite core. Number 36. What type of filter should be connected to a TV receiver as the first step in trying to prevent RF overload from an amateur HF station transmission? High pass. Number 37. What should be done if properly operating amateur station is the cause of interference to a nearby telephone? Ask the telephone company to install RFI filters. Number 38. Key clicks heard from a Morse code transmitter or at a distance receiver are the results of two sharp rise and decay times of the carrier. Number 39. In a Morse code transmission, broad bandwidth RF interference or key clicks heard at a distance is produced by poor shaping of the waveform. Number 40. Parasitic oscillations in the RF power amplifier stage of a transmitter may be found at high or low frequencies. Number 41. What should you do if you learn that your transmitter is producing key clicks? Check the keying filter and the functioning of the later stages. Number 42. Stereo amplifiers often have long leads which pick up transmitted signals because they act as receiving antennas. Number 43. What problem may occur if your transmitter is operated without the cover and other shielding in place? It may transmit spurious emissions. Number 44. How can you prevent key clicks? By using a key click filter. Number 45. Stereo speaker leads often act as antennas to pick up RF signals. What is one method you can use to minimize this effect? Shorten the leads. Number 46. A parasitic oscillation is an unwanted signal developed in a transmitter. Number 47. If someone tells you that signals from your handheld transceiver are interfering with other signals on a frequency near yours, what may be the cause? Your handheld may be transmitting spurious emissions. 48. Transmitter RF amplifiers can generate parasitic oscillations on either side of the transmitter frequency. Number 49. If your transmitter sends signals outside the band where it is transmitting, what is this called? Spurious emissions. Number 50. One method of preventing RF from entering a stereo set through the speaker leads is to wrap each of the speaker leads around a ferrite core. Number 51. In Morse code transmission, local RF interference, or key clicks, is produced by making and breaking of the circuit at the Morse key. Number 52. In the event of the malfunctioning of a neighbor's FM broadcast receiver and stereo system, it will be deemed that the affected equipment's lack of immunity is the cause if the field strength on the premises of the affected equipment is below Industry Canada's specified immunity criteria. Number 53. In the event of interference to a neighbor's television receiver, according to NCAB 2, it will be deemed that a radio amateur's transmission is the cause of the problem in the field strength of the amateur station signal on the neighbor's premises is above Industry Canada's specified immunity criteria. Number 54. Which of the following is defined in NCAB 2 as any device, machinery, or equipment other than radio apparatus, the use or functioning of which is or can be adversely affected by radio communication emissions? Radio sensitive equipment. Number 53. During a club ARRL field day outing, reception is on the 20-meter SSB station is compromised every time the 20-meter CW station is on the air. What might cause this interference? Receiver desensitization. Number 56. You have connected your handheld VHF transceiver to an outside gain antenna. You now hear a mixture of signals together with different modulation on your desired frequency. What is the nature of this modulation? Receiver intermodulation interference. Number 57. Two or more strong out-of-band signals mix in your receiver to produce interference on a desired frequency. What is this called? Intermodulation interference. Number 58. Two mobile stations are traveling along the same road in close proximity to each other and having trouble communicating through a local repeater. Why may be it necessary to use simplex operations to communicate between these cars? The strong signal of one mobile may desensitize the receiver of the other mobile receiver. Number 59. A television receiver suffers interference on channel 6. Or 76 to 82 megahertz. When you transmit on 14 megahertz from your home, you will see the tower on a commercial FM station known to broadcast on 92.5 megahertz. Which of these solutions would you try? Insert a high-pass filter at the antenna connector of the television.